Thank you, Sarah. Now to our final batch of stories on this part of Chatterbox, which include a building rising from the ashes. But first, a nasty accident in the middle of the city.
Three people were taken to hospital after a crash in the centre of Norwich. Prince of Wales Road was left blocked at the junction with Recorder Road after the crash, which involved two cars. Fire crews freed at least one person from their vehicle, with three casualties taken to the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital. Their injuries were not thought to be life-threatening.
A new cycle path proposed as part of the £150,000 traffic shake-up in North Norwich is to be scrapped due to fears it would lead to crashes between bicycles and pubgoers. Officers at Norwich City Council had proposed a segregated cycle lane on the footpath just a stone's throw from the entrance to the Whalebone pub as part of a scheme in the St Clement's Hill part of the city. However, after consultation which led to more than 40 responses, the cycle lane idea has been jettisoned. Staff at the pub, city councillors, the Norwich Cycling Campaign and the Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind all raised concerns it could lead to crashes. The rest of the scheme remains on the table, and a decision on whether it will go ahead will be made at a meeting of Norwich Highways Agency Committee.
A college catering company, which hit upon a winning recipe for students when it was founded 4 years ago, has set itself new targets as it continues to grow. Devour began as a way to offer paid work to City College Norwich's hospitality and catering students, but now caters for business meetings, conferences and private parties, and has worked at 35 weddings this year alone. It has now passed the milestone of offering 5,500 hours of paid work to students and has set a target of catering 50 weddings next year. Devour began when Mr. Brown saw the opportunity to open City College Norwich's debut restaurant out of normal hours to offer paid work for hospitality and catering students. From one-off events for Father's Day and Valentine's Day, the business had expanded its services and grown its bank of student staff. It now has 57 City College Norwich students on its books, who can gain extra experience to support their college learning, but also earn some extra cash.
Children who were left distraught after arsonists destroyed the Anglo-Saxon log house they built at their school are helping it to rise from the ashes. The structure at West Earlham Junior School was reduced to a burned-out shell in April. Following the fire, the school received donations to recreate it, and governors commissioned for Year 4 pupils to recreate the log house, and now Kate Edwards of Edwards and Eve Cobb Building is working on the site again. The oak rafters, Douglas fir posts and cedar beams are already in place, and soon the pupils will mix the cob and create the walls. Kate Edwards said, "It's fantastic. I was absolutely gutted when I saw it burned out, but I'm so happy to do it again. It's very good learning and knowing that you won't give up hope when things go wrong. It's the biggest lesson in life. If you just give up, that's the worst thing to do." The school now has CCTV covering its playing field, and the longhouse should be completed by the end of September.
People were evacuated from a historic Norwich church after a fire in a light fitting. Firefighters were called to St Martin at Palace Church. Three crews extinguished the blaze, a Norfolk Fire and Rescue spokesperson said. It is not thought to have spread elsewhere in the church, which is one of the oldest in Norwich. That's all from James and me. Now it's over to Marnie Meakin and Richard Matthew for the next part of Chatterbox.